Guys, welcome to Bitter Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I hope you guys are registered to vote. Today is October 1st. We have until the 5th here in the United States. So make sure you're registered to vote if you plan on voting. If you don't like the outcome and you didn't vote, you don't get to complain. So tonight I'm going to talk about, and if you are watching this in the future, like after the election, and you've come back to watch this video and you hear me talking about this, don't leave a comment below about who won. I want it to be a surprise. Yes, that's a joke. Okay, so today we're going to talk about, number one, why men don't chase women anymore, why they shouldn't chase at women anymore, why, if you don't like it, ladies, sorry, this is the way you wanted things. And then we're going to talk about a law coming out in the UK. It hasn't passed yet, but there's a good chance that it might. And if it does, it might actually be illegal to ask somebody out. And you may say, well, I don't know. Are you sure about that? I'm going to talk about it. It's kind of some gray area. And we know gray area doesn't always shine well upon men. So let's get recording, Will, and we'll go over this here. So this was something someone had posted, I think, on one of the Reddit forums. And it's a Twitter post by a young lady. And it says, why do men stop talking to a lady after she says no to dating? Because if we ask a second time, people complain that we're being too pushy and too forward. And we should, there's the campaign that went on here in the United States going around college campuses that no means no. So if you say no, we hear no, we understand no. Again, these are the things that you gals asked for, that you wanted us to make sure that we understood. Well, we understand it. And I think they're now like seeing the splashback from actually coming up with these crazy ideas. I got another one here. It says, I didn't try to pursue this lady. And this is a guy posted this. These are his screenshots of the conversation. He said, I didn't try to pursue this lady after she told me she wasn't interested. So he said, wrapping things up, he said, okay, sorry for wasting your time. And she says, worst response ever. So, okay then. And he simply says, have a good night. She comes back with, wow, any different response would have gotten you far. But those last two responses, grow up and have a good life. I told you that you were too young, and this is why. A man that actually gives an S would pursue me. Yet I called you out by saying that I don't want you to spend time because you're lonely and kids and blah, 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 whatever. Your response is, wow, peace out. And you wondered why I wanted to talk to you first before we met. And he says, so you reject someone and then expect them to try harder. Yeah, that's a same thing people do. So the point is kind of here is like, you know, girls used to play hard to get a little bit and they'd want guys to chase a little bit. But now guys have learned that, hey, when we get chased or when we chase, we can be called out for either, you know, harassing or being too aggressive, too forward, making women uncomfortable, and they can accuse us of doing bad things. And guys are just not into that anymore. You know, no means no. And so guys are saying, okay, I got it. I want to talk about this law that this is an article by Jennifer Scott over in the BBC. And this law has to do with England, but I can see something similar like this coming to the Californias, the New Yorks, the Michigans, and the Wisconsins near you. But it says women should be protected under certain crime, harmful crime laws, meaning that, you know, if I do something against a certain religious or race group of people, I can be called out for a hate crime law. And now women want the same protection. The problem is it doesn't go both ways. Because let's say this way, if you say, hey, okay, if it's someone that is a different race, that can be fall under this. If it is somebody of a different gender, that can fall under this. But where do we draw the line? I mean, is it all differences? So if a woman does it to me, would that not be the same as me doing it to a woman? Why does it only protect one group of people but not everyone involved? What now? Could you say the same thing if somebody that's tall and athletic and maybe weighs 100 kilo or 220 pounds, or 220 pounds. If he said something against me, could I say, hey, size? I'm a different size. Like, what point is it? Isn't this just tacking on additional punishment? They go in here. I'll quickly go over this. I'll leave the links below, like always. They say the Home Office is committed to stamping out these type of crimes. Seven police forces in England and Wales class misogyny as a hateful crime. But this definition has not been adopted across the board. So you're saying now that, then they say here, when a crime is carried out against someone, such as, of course, anything physical. But here's the big one. If you harass or do criminal damage because of all the different, they say that it's considered a hate crime and treated more seriously by the courts. But does that only go, does that go in all directions or only one direction? So in other words, if a person of color did it against me, is that also considered the same thing? If a woman does it against a man, is that also considered the same thing? And here it seems no. Now they don't state so, but they go through here and basically pretty much point out that it's only one direction that is protecting women and women only. So it doesn't say anything in here about a woman doing this to a guy, which I find concerning, because now we're starting to make laws that protect certain, only certain groups of people, but not all groups of people equally. And that's a pretty bad precedent to set. So, but you can see here when they talk about this law, they talk about here that it does include if you give someone a hard time, you harass them a little bit. Well, let's look at the UK law on this. It says, for these purposes, harassment is not defined, but okay, so there's the first part. It's not defined. So how are you going to charge someone with a crime against them if it's not even defined? But they say it includes causing the person alarm or distress. For the courts to act under this litigation, it was caused by a course of conduct. This is defined in the act as conduct on more than one occasion. So if I were to ask a girl out and she says, I am not interested, we're done. Because if I turn around and do it again, she can say now, I told him once already I was not interested, and he then asked me out or came at me again for the second time. Now under the law, this falls under the law of, I told him once and he came back a second time. So if women are gonna try to play this hard to get, I told him no, but I really meant yes, sorry, can't do it. Because the law now says that, hey, we can get charged with a crime against us now. So guys are tapping out of this. Now here's an example of where basically the headline says, Sydney man sacked over disgusting messages sent to a Tinder date. And I'm not going to read down through the whole story, but the basic thing is that he tried to hook up with her. She said no, and he called her a disgusting pig and some other names. And she turned around and got him fired. I guess she knew his job or knew enough about him. She got him fired. Well, under this law, this new law that's going through, he also could have been probably arrested. And then when you say, well, I don't think this is, you know, this is a very specific cases. Like, normal women don't think like this. But I want to read an article by a woman named Kat George on Bustle. And she says six things you might not think are harassing. And it says, I never cease to be astounded. And let me get to the point. I don't want to read all of the preamble here. She says, here's the thing. By the inherent nature of being a... Now, put your mind in this woman's place. Imagine this is the woman that you asked out on a date, or she played a little hard to get, and you said, I think she's playing hard to get. I'm going to try again. Now imagine that the woman that you're flirting with or trying to ask out again is this woman. And tell me, don't you think you're going to be in some trouble? She says, here's the thing. By the inherent nature of being a woman walking the street, almost all uninvited attention from men is threatening. So all in one. So if you're going up to get a cup of coffee and you say, hello, how are you? She can say that's threatening. Now you may disagree, but she actually uses this in a point later. She continues on, women have harm against them every single day, even in liberal cities like New York, whether it's they get into some vulgar stuff. I'm not going to talk about that. And here's the other thing. We can tell when someone is just being nice. Listen to this. In fact, after enough years of encountering enough different types of people, engaging in enough different kinds of interactions, all women, yes, all women, develop a sixth sense. We can immediately tell if someone is, in fact, being nice, or if their seemingly innocuous words or actions are laden with latent undertones of objectification and entitlement and implications that go along with someone who holds that view, who views you as less than a human being, which they want to feel entitled to have, has their sights set on you. We can tell. So it doesn't matter what actual words they say, if any. And for someone to argue about the relative level of the words themselves, if to completely signify a lack of understanding about where the real perceived threat comes from. In other words, if you tell a woman that an act of harassing wasn't in fact harassment, all you're saying is, I don't understand anything about the experience of living your life. That's a real long paragraph to get to. I know how men think. I know what you're thinking because I've interacted with men. You don't even need to say something I consider bad. I have a sixth sense about it. Now, this to me sounds like a woman that will make up something. And if a woman, you know, if she goes into the, look, I felt and I felt and I felt because and I felt, you know how the courts go with this stuff. They say, well, hey, it's not that you didn't necessarily do something wrong, but she felt like you were going to do something bad. And we don't want people feeling bad in this world, so you're in trouble. She says here, and this is kind of interesting, she says, if someone tells us our shoelace is undone, or a neighborhood local gives us a morning nod while they're walking their dog, we can identify these things as inherently nice behaviors. No one is hysterically declaring all public interactions between men and women who don't know each other to be harassing. But the sad fact is they often are. And even when a man says something as simple as, have a nice day, we are, as women, are able to read between the lines and know his motive. 9 times out of 10, it's not about well wishes. It's the tone, the setting, the look on his face that tells a woman that there's a power play at work and she's losing. This is what's known as thought crime in the novel 1984 by George Orwell. It is a look crime, the thought crime, I don't know what you were thinking, but based on the looks of your face and the situation, I can assume you were thinking this, or I know you were thinking this. And so listen, and I'll read one last example here. And this tells you how crazy it is. Giving compliments. Complimenting the physical appearance of a random woman on the street is not a compliment, even if you think of it as a compliment. Even if you think you're being nice and she should feel glad to have received your compliment. Now, granted, there are several ways this could go south and be really creepy. But if you're meeting up for a first date or something, or and she says random on the street, if someone has a cool jacket on, Or an interesting hair. If someone had a purple mohawk that stands a foot off their head and they go, hey, cool hair, I'm guilty. You're done. Because it doesn't matter what you're actually saying. It's the implied veil. That's the crazy thing about this. And then she goes through a bunch of examples of how just saying something about staring. So heaven forbid you're staring off with a 1,000-mile look and you're just lost in your head thinking about something. Speaking to someone who clearly does not want to be spoken to. And how do you even know that? How am I supposed to know that you're not interested in, is it because you have a resting bee face? Like, how are we supposed to know? Becoming incredulous when you're ignored. You know, so here's the thing. Yes, maybe some of these are stretches as far as examples, but the point is, you know, women are saying, well, like, I want to be chased. I want to be pursued. I want to be made feel special. I want to play hard to get a little bit. Number one, no man should do that. If a woman's not clear, if she wants to say, nah, I'm not really sure, I want you to try harder, guys, walk away. Because if she wants you to try harder, just ask her out. She's not the type of person you want to be hanging out with anyway. But number two is actually under this law that's getting passed in the UK, and I don't know if they have similar things here in the States yet. it's actually, you can say, hey, you asking me out, I feel is, makes me uncomfortable. But it can happen once. Here, the second time, it's anything that happens repeatedly. Well, if a guy asks you out a second time because he thinks you want him to try harder, or try again, or playing hard to get, and he does, and you did not really want him to do that, at least in the UK, you may be charged with you know, a crime now. So, guys, you know, here's the thing. Number one, your value, you should not ever ask anyone out more than once. If you ask them out and they say no, just say, all right, move on. Don't be their friends. Just, but we can be friends. No, I've got enough friends. Move on, because you don't really want to be her friend. You're trying to get some action and maybe get some dates. Just move on. And number two, when women are kind of confused why men aren't asking them out, aren't trying for them, aren't interested, and are just disinterested in general, can you imagine trying to jump through these mental hoops and these try to figure out all the ways that we are okay or not okay to try to get a date? And it's just, I'm sorry, but there's just not enough women that are worth having to go to the library to look up all the current laws to see what we are and aren't allowed to do when it comes to dating or asking somebody out. Guys are just done with this stuff. And here's the thing, ladies, if you don't like this, if you're one of the women that say, but I don't like this, I'm not like this, guess what? You need to be the one standing up. You need to be the one that's complaining about these laws. You need to put your voice out there, and because guys can't do it. Because if I as a guy go out and say, hey, I don't like these laws, and these don't seem, they'll go, oh, you're just part of the patriarchy and you're afraid of losing power and bad man, right? It's the other women that do like the way that men and women interact and date and can enjoy each other's company and can flirt and talk and all that. And if you do like playing a little hard to get and you want a guy to, or whatever, it's you that need to step up and change this stuff. Because until then, not only is it a bad idea, but again, we're actually falling into the place now where you may be breaking the law. And as crazy as that is, hey, I didn't write them. And if you don't like it, hey, you either get out of the game or wait around till the laws change. And if they don't, they don't. Because eventually, I think enough women will get ticked off about these laws that maybe they complain. But until they do, this is where we are. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos as well. And don't forget, I'm over on betterbachelor.locals.com where I've got the forums. There's like 3,500 of us over there. You can support me over there for $5 a month, and I would appreciate it. Guys, that's it for me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, ladies, if you wonder where all the good men have gone, they've effed off. Like, we're not playing these games anymore. When there's a point in time where you can actually get in trouble for asking a girl out more than once, forget it. We're not interested.
Well, hi there, Mr. Clean. Mighty glad to know you. I've got some weekend cleaning jobs. Come in and let me show you.